Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast. All right, I'm here at the Channel 9 Track Lounge with Tim Sneath. And Tim, I understand you've been doing something that the attendees have been using every single day that they probably don't have any idea how much is actually involved in.
Yeah, it's a bit of a back behind the scenes role, but I've been working with Catherine Heller from the Evangelism team to really do the show feed, the RSS feed with all the news, the announcements, everything that's been going on. So the hallway monitors people see as they've been wandering around, the RSS feed that people can subscribe to from their own browser, and of course ComNet itself, the website that people can see from all the hallways. That's all been taking our feed, and so we've been really trying to keep people up to date with news and announcements from the show floor. The monitors themselves have been running an application that's been written by two really talented engineers from our team, Joe Smith and Ernie Booth, and they've built this application in just a couple of weeks, and it's a complete Avalon application. It's all running Avalon code. It's got RSS feeds, multiple different sources. It's showing live videos, photos from Flickr, all the session announcements and things like that. And those guys have just done a totally awesome job building that site. It's a great example of how you can build a very visual Avalon application. And the really cool thing is they've been kind of refining it through the course of the events. As things have been going on, they've been adding new special effects to it. As the transitions take place between one panel and another, it started off with a fairly basic kind of just moving the panels around, shuffling them around the screen. And yesterday morning they added this ripple effect that I know lots of people have seen. It's almost like somebody dropping a stone into a pool, and suddenly the whole thing kind of changes into this really great transition. And what's been really cool about it also is that this application, because it really stresses out Avalon, it really pushes it to the max. They've been able to find a few bugs just through building the application. So it's been not just cool as a great way to get information out compared to the traditionally somewhat static sort of presentations and PowerPoint things that people usually have up these things, but also it's just been a great way to test out these technologies and show people the kind of things you can build with Avalon.
Awesome. So what is your role at Microsoft when you're not working on PDC?
That's a good question. I'm a Windows Presentation Foundation, otherwise known as Avalon Evangelist. So that's a job that includes a number of different things. A lot of what we do is just really trying to sort of drive a community, driving some early adopter customers in particular, helping them build Avalon applications. I'm working with a couple of great customers that have been exhibiting here this week. ProClarity, who write business intelligence software, Areva, who are a company that builds power grid management software. So quite ironically, given in LA here we've had the whole power outage thing, that LA is actually a part of the grid that they don't have the software contract for, they tell me, which is quite funny. Their software is, you know, really sort of cool for sort of viewing those kind of things, and a few other different companies like that. So, you know, one of the things we do is trying to help those companies being very early adopters to start to use this technology. We take a lot of feedback from companies that have been working with us, in some cases, right since the last PDC, 2003. So, you know, these are applications where they really started off in the early days when things were still very visionary, hadn't settled. So that's one big area of the role. Another thing that we spend a lot of time doing is just really, you know, hanging out with the community at large. I love writing things, so I just finished a white paper on introducing Avalon, and that got published to MSDN on the Monday that the conference started, so that was really cool to see that out there at last. And the other thing we do is really just starting to spread the word about Avalon internally within Microsoft. As I'm sure most people realize, Microsoft's a big company. You know, we have about 60,000 employees, and you know, just within the regions and subsidiaries of Microsoft across the world, one of the things we do is a lot of internal evangelism and internal training to make sure that people know about Avalon and understand where its strengths and also where its weaknesses are. So, you know, we don't try and talk to it, talk about it with customers that don't actually need or benefit from Avalon.
Now, obviously, from your accent, you're not from the local area. Where do you hail from originally?
Yeah, and people always ask me over here in the States whether I'm English or Australian. It seems funny. People often can't sort of pick up the nuances of the of my accent. Yeah, I'm from England. I lived there for about 30 years, and I worked for Microsoft for about 4.5 years in the UK office in Reading near London before coming over here. And for me too, actually, it was a result of that last PDC, the 2003 conference. I came pretty much as an attendee myself, as an eternal attendee, I saw all the cool stuff, and Avalon was the thing that really fired off my imagination. It was really quite a life-changing conference in many ways, because it was one of a number of things that triggered me, you know, sort of bringing my wife and family all the way across the Atlantic Ocean over to Seattle and to move here as an evangelist. So it's been an exciting adventure the last couple of years, really.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tim, and we'll see you on Channel 9.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.